Sugarloaf, led by Jerry Corbetta. Thank you. I'll take useless classic rock knowledge for 400, Alex. It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geis are here with me as we roll you into this holiday weekend. And now your chance to join us if you want to be a contestant on the Harris Challenge. As long as you haven't played in the last 60 days, call me now, 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. I do want to take a moment to give a special shout-out to our sponsor. That's Steve, the owner of the Skyview Drive-In on the North Belt West in Belleville, which this weekend is celebrating 67 years in business. There are not that many drive-in theaters left in America. They used to dot the map, but now there are a lot fewer dots than there once were. And the Skyview Drive-In is one of the best and one of the longest-lasting as well. 67 years in business. So here's how Steve is celebrating tonight. The driver of the first 67 cars through the gate will get in for 65 cents. They were going to make it 67 cents, but then you got to deal with pennies.
Yes.
Why would you want that hassle? So that's tonight. Saturday night, they're going to have classic car night. The driver of the car, 25 years and older, gets in for free. And they'll have somebody playing music there for a couple hours before the movies start. And they'll have a photo booth, and Lizzie from the Gateway Grizzlies will be there. That's tomorrow night. And then Sunday night, they'll have a DJ playing some music for a couple hours, and the photo booth is set up. And they'll have Kashmir, who's the mascot from Southwestern Illinois College. So the box office opens at 6 o'clock tonight and tomorrow night, and it's Sunday night. And here are the movies that are playing. If you've never been to the Skyview, there are two screens, and on each screen you get a double feature. There's one for the kids on screen one, Finding Dory and The Secret Life of Pets. And now on screen two is the one not so much for the kids, Captain America Civil War and X-Men Apocalypse. There's your superhero double feature on screen two. So that's the Skyview Drive-In. It's on the North Belt West in Belleville, and the weather for tonight looks perfect for going out there and tailgating and enjoying the movie. And we're happy that Steve's been our sponsor all summer long. After this weekend, they go to no longer being open 7 nights a week, but they'll be open on weekends through October, right?
Yeah.
As long as the weather permits.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful place, the Skyview Drive-In. We're happy to have them along. All right, let's meet the first contestant for the Harris Challenge today. That's you, Sheila. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you doing?
We're doing great. Everybody who gets in here as a contestant is offered a unique broadcast opportunity we call the 5-second cheap plug opportunity, where you can shout out to a friend, suck up to the boss, say hello to whoever you like, or if you've arranged a prearranged commercial endorsement opportunity, here's where you cash in. Go ahead.
Well, next week on September 11th, it's a Sunday, I will be at the Lindbergh High School. They have a big flea market. So I'd like to invite everybody out there to come see the treasures I have.
What do you sell? What kind of stuff?
Just stuff from my attic and garage. I clean out my house once a year, and I just let it go. All for $1 or $5.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Sheila, let me turn on the semi-random category computer, which I bought a long time ago for $1 and is now worth $5. So we've got a theme here. The first category is always, have you been paying attention? Then there's category 2, Labor Day multiple choice. Or category 3, Gene Wilder movies. We lost him earlier this week at age 83. Which of those would you like, Sheila?
Have you been paying attention?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. We're going to give you 5 questions, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 points. That's a maximum of 15 points that you can get, but as long as you get more than half of them, you will win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Paul, we have 1 dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
With 2 locations, 1 in Florissant and 1 in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Also, we have a Peroni's Pizzeria gift card. And they have 2 locations, 1 in Florissant and 1 at St. Peter's at 70 and 79. Also, from the Skyview Drive-In, We'll throw in some movie passes, too, if you choose those. We have a pair of tickets to see the Fab Four, the ultimate tribute to the Beatles, on October 7th. That's at the Family Arena. If you want to buy tickets, they're available now at the Family Arena box office or through MetroTix.
And if you get all 15 points, Sheila, you or any of our contestants will also get a bonus prize.
We call that the clean sweep, and you'll get a gift certificate to Candice's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway and Manchester in Baldwin. Candice's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, and pizza delivery. Go to Candice's.net.
All right, the category you've chosen is our most topical category. Have you been paying attention? We've got 60 seconds on the clock and five questions to get through, Sheila. Let's play the Harris Challenge.
Okay.
Huma Abedin, one of Hillary Clinton's top advisors, has separated from her husband because he's been caught sexting again. What is his name?
Weiner.
Anthony Weiner is
how it's pronounced. Anthony Weiner. Okay.
Which NFL quarterback made news this week by refusing to stand up for the national anthem?
Oh, pass.
Which country's Senate has removed President Dilma Rousseff from office for manipulating the federal budget to try to hide the country's mounting economic problems?
Rousseff, pass.
In what country did 20,000 people hurl 160 tons of tomatoes at each other at the annual Tomatina Festival this week?
Italy?
Spain.
Oh.
To what country was Apple ordered to pay $14.5 million in back
Ireland.
Taxes? That's correct.
Ireland.
Back to the NFL quarterback who made news this week by refusing to stand up for the national anthem.
Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue. I can picture his name. Spearman.
It's Colin Kaepernick.
Spearman.
Yes. I agree.
And Dilma Rousseff is the now impeached and out of office president of Brazil.
Yes, you're right. I agree.
I know, Sheila. It's right here on the page in front of me.
I agree.
Sheila, you got the one and the five, and unfortunately that's only 6 points. So, as you know, when you don't win the Harris Challenge, you have to get punished. I went back into my archives today to find songs by the Shags. Most people have never heard of them, and for good reason. I'm going to read to you the Wikipedia entry on the Shags. Quote, an all-American, American female rock and roll and outsider music band formed in Fremont, New Hampshire in 1968, composed of Dot, Betty, Helen, and sometimes Rachel Wiggin. The Shags were formed at the insistence of their father, Austin Wiggin, who believed that his mother had predicted the band's rise to stardom. They actually got a record contract and released an album, and I'm glad they did, because otherwise we would have missed out on beautiful, and I mean really, really beautiful musical melodies and harmonies like this. Listen to the talent of these young women.
Around the corners and over the bumps, every minute faster and faster, my heart's on. Well, finally he stopped to get some gas. If I was to catch up, I had to move fast. I stepped on the gas and just made the corner.
Okay. You know that movie that came out a couple of weeks ago, Florence Foster Jenkins with Meryl Streep?
Yeah.
Last week we had actual music by Florence Foster Jenkins, who was this deluded woman who thought that she could sing. This is a case of the father believing his daughters were so talented that they could become famous based on what his mother predicted about the band. By the way, the Wikipedia entry says the Shags disbanded in 1975 when Austin, the father, died.
Oh.
Maybe the music killed him. Here's my other favorite thing about them. It says the band was described in one Rolling Stone article as sounding like a lobotomized Trap Family Singers from The Sound of Music. I think that describes them pretty well, and I'm sorry I had to put you through that, Sheila, but have a good weekend.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Here's contestant number two. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Good. You want to plug something?
I want to say go Cardinals, and just want to say thank you guys for everything you do to make us laugh. I love it.
Oh, that's our pleasure. How come nobody ever says go Rams anymore? Because they went and we don't care. All right, which category would you like, Mike? We have Labor Day multiple choice, Gene Wilder movies, or labor intensive movies.
I'll try the Gene Wilder category.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what movie did he play the owner of a chocolate factory?
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Correct. What was the first movie he co-starred in with Richard Pryor?
Stir Crazy?
No, it was Silver Streak. In what movie did he play a fast-on-the-draw cowboy named the Waco Kid, a.k.a. Jim?
Blazing Saddles.
Correct. In what movie did Marty Feldman play his hunchbacked assistant, Igor?
Young Frankenstein.
That's Frankenstein. Which original member of the Saturday Night Live cast was Gene Wilder's wife from 1984 to 89?
Hilda Radner.
That is correct. And you got them all except the two-pointer for 13 points and a win, Mike. Congratulations.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for the compliment, and have a great weekend. We'll move into our third, or move on to our third. We don't actually move into people anymore.
No.
We used to, but it got messy, and we lost our sponsors. So now we're moving on to our third contestant, Cheryl. Welcome to the show, Cheryl.
Hi, Paul.
Hi. You want to plug something?
I do. This weekend, Labor Day weekend, we're doing our family golf tournament. It's called the Teichman Trophy. We've done it every year since 1970.
Wow.
And I want to shout out to my brother, Paul, who is hosting the party with his lovely wife, Sherry.
Is this only members of the family?
Yes. It's really strict, and I finally got to play. It used to be just men, just direct descendant men.
So Paul is the family member who runs it?
He is this year. It changes hands with, you know,
when you take turns. When you say it's strict, does that mean no mulligans?
Oh, man. You play the ball down. Yeah, no mulligans, nothing.
And what do you win?
Really, you win trophies.
Oh, okay.
An engraved family trophy. So it's pretty fun.
Okay. Well, you should get one for best golfer named Cheryl.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I'll tell them.
Which category?
Oh, and it's also my birthday Sunday, so I should get a trophy.
Well,
anyway. So there you go.
Happy birthday. Category would you like? Labor Day multiple choice, labor intensive movies, or multiple choice week?
Ooh, let's try labor intensive movies.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Cheryl, let's play the Harris Challenge. In what 1954 movie did Marlon Brando play an ex-fighter turned longshoreman who stands up to corrupt labor bosses?
On the Waterfront.
Correct. Who played Melanie Griffith's boss in the 1988 movie Working Girl?
Sigourney Weaver.
That's correct. Which of these actresses starred in the 2013 movie Labor Day? Was it Julia Roberts, Kate Winslet, or Anna Kendrick?
It was Kate Winslet.
It was, and it was terrible. Which actress, known for her party girl image, played a young woman who pretends to be pregnant to avoid being fired from her job in the 2009 movie Labor Pains?
Pass.
Which actors, who are brothers in real life, played garbage men in the 1990 movie Men at Work?
Oh, it wasn't Charlie Sheen and Emilio Estevez.
Yes, it was, and Emilio Estevez directed it. All right, yes. Which party girl was the one who pretended to be pregnant in the movie Labor Pains?
Boy, I can't remember at all.
Lindsay Lohan. So that's okay, Cheryl. You got almost all of them. You got 11 points, and you got the win. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get your trophy.
All right, great. Thanks, Paul.
You're welcome. Have a good weekend. Let's move on to our fourth contestant today. Hi, Todd.
Hi, Paul.
Hi. What do you want to plug?
I'll shout out to my brother, Brad. He gets very upset if I don't mention him on the air.
Wait a second. Does Brad ever call in and mention your name?
Well, you know, it's funny that you say that because I was going to... Is it okay to gamble on the air?
I don't think there's a law against it that we're aware of that we pay attention to.
I suggest that he calls back in. It's been about an hour. I mean, about a year since he called in.
Okay.
And I recommend that next week he calls in, and whoever scores the most points gets a free dinner from his brother.
That sounds like a wager to me. And by the way, it's perfectly legal because every year there are, you know, mayors making bets about the World Series and the Super Bowl and all that sort of stuff. So a little fraternal gambling can't possibly damage the youth of America, can it?
That's good for your health.
Yeah. Who was ever hurt by gambling, after all? Oh, wait, I had a bad day in the poker room yesterday. Never mind. Todd, we have two categories left, Labor Day multiple choice or multiple choice week.
Multiple choice week.
Yeah.
I guess I'll take that. I'll try that out.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which airline became the first U.S. carrier in over 50 years to fly scheduled service to Cuba? Was it Delta, Southwest, or JetBlue?
JetBlue.
Correct. Which tech company announced a car sharing service this week that'll compete with Uber? Is it Google, Apple, or Microsoft?
Apple.
Google. What's the name of the man? What's the name of the man arrested at a Publix supermarket in West Palm Beach, Florida, this week for yelling at customers and trespassing? Is it Vladimir Putin, Donald Trump, or Chris Christie?
Vladimir Putin.
That's correct. What killed 300 wild reindeer in a Norwegian national park this week? Hunters, mad cow disease, or lightning?
Lightning.
Correct. Where did French police find $55 million worth of cocaine this week? The foreign minister's car, a Coca-Cola plant, or inside a statue at the Louvre Museum?
Give me those again.
A Coke plant, a foreign minister's car, or the Louvre?
The car.
It was in the Coca-Cola plant in bags labeled as orange juice concentrate in a container from South America. They do not think anybody who works at the Coke plant was responsible for the Coke. But still, it's been taken off the streets, $55 million worth. Let's see how you did here, Todd. You got JetBlue for one, Putin for two. I love that story, by the way. The guy's name is really Vladimir Putin, who was busted at a supermarket in Florida. That was worth 3 points, and lightning for the reindeer was worth four more. A total of eight, and the win, Todd. Nicely,
all right.
Nicely done. Congratulations. And now you've set the bar for Brad next week.
Call in, Brad.
All right. See you, Todd.
Bye-bye.
Hang on. Dan will tell you about your prizes, and I'll bring in our final contestant. That's you, Kevin.
Hi. How are you?
We're doing fine. You get your 5 seconds to plug something.
The easiest way out of this is to plug my beautiful wife, Tracy.
I beg your pardon?
The easiest way.
Don't say it again. This is a federally regulated facility here, young man. I don't know what you think this is.
She'll know.
You know what? You can save that stuff from McGraw's show on 4th of July weekend.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that.
Your category, the only one left here, is Labor Day multiple choice, Kevin.
Okay.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which country has the largest percentage of workers in labor unions? Finland, Canada, or the United States?
Canada.
Finland. Which president signed the bill making Labor Day a federal holiday? FDR, Grover Cleveland, or Teddy Roosevelt?
Grover Cleveland.
Correct. In 1910, the largest occupation in the U.S. was farming. What was it in 2010? Nurse, retail sales, or janitor?
Nurse.
Retail sales. What percentage of American employees work in cubicles? 20%, 40%, or 60%?
40%.
60. What percentage of American employees work on weekends or holidays? 7%, 17%, or 37%?
17%.
37%.
Oh, come on.
Are going to have to work on this holiday weekend and probably on Monday as well. So here's the thing about multiple choice. It seems like you have a fair shot because it's got to be one out of three.
Right.
But
right.
Only if you choose the right one, which you only did once for 2 points, Kevin, and that means I have to punish you as well.
Oh, no.
So we travel back to New Hampshire in the 1960s for the musical stylings of the Shags.
When I ride my horse, I take my companion to walk for. When I go to the beach and run in the sand, I have my companion close their hand.
Why do you even get a second song when the first song was that bad? Because Dad was deluded, that's why. Okay. Wow. Kevin, I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
That's the Harris Challenge. It returns next Friday and every Friday right around 5:15 here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com. And you can always check the archives for what we call back issues on my website, harrisonline.com.